This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax. For a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This is Issues 2018. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO, Wichita Festivals, Inc., and we have another guest as well. Welcome to Issues 2018, Mary Beth.
It is lovely to be here.
But, I've got a good... And your guest sitting there, I shouldn't ignore.
No.
Windwagon...
Cannot be ignored.
Windwagon Smith number, what, 45, Tim?
45, you betcha.
Tim Norton is our Windwagon this year, former Sedgwick County Commissioner, and he's going to be with us this morning as well. I've got to start with the basics, like I always do, Mary Beth. What is Wichita Festivals, Inc.?
So we are a 501c3 nonprofit. We actually started, so in 1970, Wichita celebrated its 100th birthday through a one-day event that was cleverly named the Wichitennial. And it was a fun little festival, right? It had some kitschy things, had some big things. The long tradition of fireworks began. And the city fathers and some of the business people that had, you know, kind of planned it that first year stepped back and said, this was good, right? It brought folks together downtown. It created a celebration for the community. So the following year, they formed Wichita Festivals. And so we're a not-for-profit with the mission of community celebration. And each year, we throw festivals and events, our current events. We threw a little three-day mini-fest during the NCAA first two rounds here this year.
Right.
Last year, we invented a new music festival, an urban camping event called the Vortex Music Festival. We'll have Autumn and Art at Bradley Fair later this year, but Riverfest is the big daddy. Within 9 days, we throw $25 or $30 million into the local economy, and that's awesome, and that helps enhance our quality of place, but really the big goal for us is that we create a sense of celebration and community during those first, you know, 10 days of June, and everyone can join in. So we're excited.
How long have you been with festivals, Wichita Festivals?
Just over 5 years. So this will be my 6th Riverfest. And we've, you know, we're carrying on an amazing tradition. This will be the 47th Riverfest. And over the years, the event has built up. We are among the world's 35 largest outdoor events. And that's by ticket sales, right? That's our button sales. Folks get multiple uses out of their buttons. So we actually have attendance that's much larger than that. But we're proud of that. It's something Wichita kind of does above its weight class, and we can be real proud of that.
The annual Party on the River, Wichita River Festival, ready to take center stage again. Now, what are the dates again this year?
June 1st through 9th.
Okay.
So, yeah, for the last 6 or 7 years, we start that Friday after Memorial Day. So, you know, go to the lake this weekend, whatever, but come on back for Riverfest.
When did you move the dates? Was it been that long ago?
It has. It was before I came. The first year may have been 2011.
Okay.
I'm guessing a little bit there, Steve. But I'll tell you, as the school year and other activities has shifted earlier into May, it gets us out of conflicting with graduations and proms and, you know, a lot of things. So and the kids are out of school, so parents and grandparents have a chance to come down with the kids multiple days and nights of the week without interfering with school.
Now, how many people attended events at the festival last year?
Four.
And how does that compare with other years?
We had a wonderful year last year. We had about 410,000 attendees. We had a little bit higher than that in 2016. But we had, in 2016, we literally did not have 1 minute of sprinkles throughout the whole operational hours of the event. Last year, we had a few little showers on the first weekend. It didn't dissuade everybody from coming out, but it our attendance was slightly less. But I'll tell you, it was still fantastic and right up there with the great years of the Wichita River Festival.
How does that compare with other attractions in Kansas?
You know,
you gotta have some bragging rights.
Yeah,
here.
It's a great question. Because we operate 9 days of the year, not 300 some. It's kind of hard to compare, an event to some of the other attractions. But we certainly, it was interesting when Visit Wichita did surveying 2 years ago about Wichita's quality of life, quality of place. And they've just asked people to unaided think of the things that make Wichita, Wichita, and the best attractions and the best events. Riverfest was right up there with the other things that we can be proud of year-round, our great zoo, the Keeper of the Plains. But Riverfest was among those top three things that define our community life, our celebrational life together. And so we want to make sure that that continues now and long into the future.
Where do these attendees come from?
You know, during the week, it is mostly locals. 90% or so come in from around the Wichita MSA. And that includes, of course, Derby and Keachy and Valley Center and Winfield and Hayesville and you name it. On the weekends of Riverfest, we get a lot more travelers. And that's for the musical concerts and the events. But it's interesting. The number of people I talk to who turn this into their family reunion week or have the wedding week or conventions that will deliberately book during Riverfest so that their attendees can enjoy the festivities and, get great fireworks displays.
Can you assess the economic impact on the community? Has anybody ever studied that?
We have. The data's getting a little bit long in the tooth, so I round. But in 2015, they studied, and it was between $25 and $30 million of that economic impact. And that's clearly the uptick in economic activity downtown in addition to what the Riverfest directly brings.
Let's bring in the Windwagon Smith number 45, Tim Norton. Tim, how did you get the job? I mean, you must have put it in a resume or an application or something.
Well, I picked up one of the flyers at Quick Trip and filled it out. No, actually, it's quite an honor. The past admirals and staff and other volunteers mull it over and pick somebody out of the community they feel could fulfill the duties, and I was the lucky guy that got invited to do it this year.
Did they alter the jacket, or is it the same one and everybody wears the same one?
Yeah, they took this in after Wendy Johnson wore it for me.
She is going to make you pay for that.
No, actually, they custom made this for me this year. I tried on several jackets, and the only one that semi-fit was the one that Chris Goble had, and it was looked like a dress on me. It was so long. So,
he's a tall man.
Yeah, Fruhoff made me a new one. Kenny Fruhoff measured me and made me a new jacket. So,
my understanding is it gets a little toasty in there. That thing looks hot to me. Are you going to be all right? You need to get plenty of water.
If the questions stay at this level, it won't get too hot for me, I think.
Well, we'll have to heat things up for you then. How's that? Now, you spent several years at County Commission.
And 16,
and fairly,
Steve.
And a fairly undistinguished career there.
Thank you.
How did that mediocrity prepare you for what you're doing now?
Well, thanks, Steve. You're always so gracious to me. I
was going to say honoring. You want to spin that as gracious, you go right ahead.
Well, I'm still a politician at heart.
So recovering.
Recovering. No, it's a great honor. I'm happy to do it. And being in the public eye all those years and with Target in the public eye just kind of got me ready to do this job.
Yeah, it's interesting. All of our admirals have a history of involvement in the community at large, but specifically with what we do. And Tim's enthusiasm for and involvement in the festival since first coming to town in the early 80s has been it's been an interesting Riverfest journey for you, hasn't it?
Well, it really has. I mean, I started out with a senior celebration, and the first year we had like 200 people at Cowtown under a tent, and I said, I think we can do better than that, so we moved it to Century 2 and walked along the river and had bands and entertainment, and then we had a chicken dinner inside for the seniors, and I called bingo and had vendors give prizes. That next year we had 700 people, the next year we had 1,500, and then we got over 3,000 people showing up an hour early wanting coffee. and as seniors so well do. And we turned it over to Intrust Bank at that time. And then the next year we started Arts in the Park, and that was entertainment out in Riverside Park, and that grew to be a pretty nice event too. So I've been involved for a lot of years. I'm a wagon master and have walked in almost every parade for 30 years plus. So I've been very involved. I was on the merchandising committee and helped with T-shirts and hats and jackets and logos and everything for years. So I love the River Festival. Great sense of place celebration for all of us.
Tim, I'm not the only one, but I tease you a lot. But you are perfect for this job. In fact, you are perfect to be a county commissioner, too. And that's serious. I appreciate it.
You didn't tell me we were going to get serious today.
You gotta be prepared for anything across the table.
Is there a river near Hayesville that you can?
There is the Cowskin Creek.
You could have the Creek Festival down in Hayesville.
We could.
Tell us about the fun activities of the opening weekend. Let's just start and talk about some of the fun.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We like to start Riverfest with a bang, figuratively and literally. The first Friday, so June 1st, we will open up at 11 a.m. So your first shot at a Pronto Pup or a funnel cake in the Quantum Credit Union food court will be that Friday at lunch. That evening, we'll have the Safe Light Autoglass Sundown Parade, which is amazing. We get between 30 and 45,000 people along the parade route, which is just Maine down to Douglas and up on Waco. So bring your chair and your kids or your grandkids and just enjoy the pageantry. Wave at the Admiral as he comes by and the other 100 entries. We've had to cap entries, and because in recent years we've been using the artists over at Harvester Arts as kind of creative consultants, and so I'll tell you the creative cred of the Safe Light Autoglass Sundown Parade floats and entries has been going up hugely. We have an all-star band from all of the USD 259 high schools that are out there, 200 strong almost. So it's a terrific parade. And then that night, the amazing tradition of the Wichita Symphony Orchestra and the Twilight Pops concert, which you guys will simulcast. Intercom will have that simulcast on KEYN. And then the fireworks that night. Textron Aviation sponsors our opening night fireworks, which will just be fantastic. And then we wake up early for the river run the next day. It's the only early morning we do well at Riverfest. And that first weekend just continues. We've got the Squonk Opera performers in from Pittsburgh. We've got the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Challenge down from Minnesota. The last Circus, a carnival group that'll be training people, civilians, on a trapeze down by the river. So we've really energized programming. Cox Communication will have their virtual reality trailer down at Cox Kids Corner. Tons of science, technology, engineering, art, and math activities for the kids. We've got a first-time ever esports tournament. So it's not only video game tournament, but also video game programming workshops and contests for students around the area. That'll be inside Exhibition Hall the first weekend. Comic-Con, you want to get your nerd on with Comic-Con activities. That'll be the first weekend. So we get to the end of Sunday after our Steam City, a couple of giant concerts from country music to reggae and world music. All of those will take place the first weekend, and we're just getting warmed up at that point.
Yeah, and Tim will be completely worn out then. He won't be able to go to anything else after that.
Now, I've lived through Christmas at Target. I'll be okay.
You're listening to Issues 2018 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., and Wichita Windwagon Smith number 45, Tim Norton. Tim, do you know anything about the history of that Windwagon legend? Was it a Disney thing?
Or? It was a Disney short, and there's a book, too, and kids love it. My grandkids, we bought them a copy, and they've all read it, so it's a great little story, and it was... the rights were bought for festival, and now Windwagon Smith is the iconic face of the River Festival.
What's the music lineup like this year? You touched on it a little bit there.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, we have really worked hard on a number of things, and we can talk about some of them, the attendee experience and some of the amenities, some the upgrades and programming, but on the music and cultural entertainment side, really the watchword is something for everyone. The diversity of this lineup. And of course, it showcases the very best of our local talent. And that's folks like the Wichita Symphony Orchestra and Music Theater Wichita and Mosley Street Melodrama, Roxy's, Wichita Music, or Young People's Dance Music Theater and Dance Center. But then you get to the national headliners, and it's John P. Key, just a killer gospel artist. We've got Randy Houser on the countryside, Lucas Nelson, so Willie Nelson's son, but he's more bluesy, rocky, and he's coming in with Promise of the Rio, which is Neil Young's band. I mean, just incredible musicians. We've got Stephen Marley, Bob Marley's son, on the reggae side, along with Modest Yahoo. We'll have ZZ Ward, Liz Phair. Final night, we're actually going to go Purple Rains, and the opener will be Morris Day and the Time, and then Prince's band, The Revolution, will close out our finale evening, and then Capitol Federal's fireworks finale will finish us out.
Physically, where do they perform then?
So we'll have two main stages, Kennedy Plaza, right there south of Douglas, just west of Waco. That'll be one concert venue. Down south at the Red Guard stage, which is right just south of the Hyatt, we'll have another big concert venue. So every night we'll have main acts on both stages, and you can take a look at the WichitaRiverFest.com, at the guide that comes with your Riverfest button, or on our new app. We've got a brand new mobile app powered by Westar that you can download and get all of the lowdowns, plan out your festival experiences. There's even a contest. They'll have QR codes around the festival grounds. You scan them into your phone if you've downloaded the app. Those who complete the game can win $1,000 from Ameritrust. So
you'll have to explain to both Tim and me what that is. But I know
I'm sure there's young people in your lives that can handle the download for you.
Yeah,
and you'll go from there.
You've got an 11-year-old granddaughter who can help.
Your IT consultant.
I can beat that. I've got a 5-year old granddaughter that can do all of that.
There you go.
Yeah.
The food court going to be in full operation this year?
So,
backtrack just a
bit. Okay, I'm doing it.
Everything you said there pointed out to me that if you're going to come down, bring your lawn chairs. Right?
No question.
Or else you'll be sitting on concrete, right?
So there's a couple of different ways to go with the festival, right? So your button is your ticket. Gets you to every concert, every cultural performance.
Oh, I forgot about the button. Yeah.
Yeah.
Button.
So that $10 for adults, $5 for kids. I mean, for 9 days of world-class entertainment. I mean, similar festivals around the country. Chattanooga, Tennessee, same deal. Two stages, some bouncy houses for the kids, your corn dogs, your funnel cakes. $65 is your ticket to that festival. But
have 8 people show up.
No, they do tremendously well. And the difference is our mission is to be as accessible and as inclusive as we possibly can be. And the only way we can do that is with the great help of more than 7,000 volunteers, more than 200 sponsor businesses. The fact of the matter is the user of the festival, buttons, buy your funnel cake, we get a little bit of that. Have a glass of wine, we get a little bit of that. Bear less than 30% of the overall cost of the festival. The other 70% are partners around the city that offer this as their gift to the community. And they might be cash sponsors so we can, you know, hire out the big fireworks shows. Or they might donate in-kind services. The media groups are great about airtime. And then we've got folks that donate scissors lifts and all of the equipment we need to turn downtown into a festival zone. So we could not do it. I mean, it's uniquely done for the community and by the community.
Now, the food court's in full operation, I presume.
Absolutely. Mm. So we'll start Friday, June 1st at 11 and go through to the end of the festival in the Quantum Credit Union main food court, the 9-day food court that's open lunch and dinner hours. That's just to the northeast of Century 2. They'll have great specials every day. In fact, thanks to generous sponsors, each weekday lunch is a button-free zone. So if you're a downtown worker or you just are floating around town during the day and maybe your button's at home in the kitchen drawer, come on out. And thanks to the hosting of those businesses, 11 to 2 on those weekdays is a button-free zone. And then there's also food offerings on Douglas and down by the Hyatt in the Cox Kids Corner and Red Guard Stage area. And those will open at 5 o'clock each day as we bring up entertainment in those areas.
Tim, do you have a favorite food there in the food court?
Roasted corn.
Roasted corn.
And then a funnel cake, and then a beer rock, and then a turkey leg, and then...
And that's lunch.
Do I need to stop now, or can I keep going?
See,
he's the fresh squeezed lemonade to wash it all down.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the politician. He can't just give me one.
Well, I have to play to the masses, you know.
Now, I understand we're going to have dodgeball this year.
We are. So the first Saturday of Riverfest will be a great dodgeball tournament right in the middle of Douglas. We grab the balls, get some refs, line out the courts. It is co-ed, which we're hoping will keep everybody's competitive juices down, you know, kind of in the right road. But no, that's a great event. One of the, we have almost 30 participatory events, right? So you can go see Riverfest, but you can go do Riverfest, whether it's dodgeball or the stock tank races or the cardboard regatta.
Yeah, let's go with the races here on the river. Were you talking about a stock tank?
So literally, like
that's a
your
round
horses,
thing that you're
6 feet around. Ugh. They can spin, but they can row. And last year we had the first ever. So folks that were fans of the raft races or the antique bathtub races, Wichita's a little short of antique bathtubs, and we haven't been able to revive interest in the raft designing business. But these stock tanks, got plenty of those in Kansas. And
that sounds silly.
That was so much fun last year. So that's going to be a hit. And the cardboard regatta, all you need is 4 or 5 friends or family members, colleagues from work. You get a stack of cardboard, a couple of pool noodles,
You're going to have eating contests?
Yeah, wing eating contests, funnel cake eating contests.
Does Windwagon compete? We
like to use him as an
official. I've been eliminated because of my capacity to eat funnel cakes. I'm sorry.
Is there a funnel cake eating
there
contest?
There is, indeed.
Eating contest?
It's a thing.
Wow. Oh, that could be interesting. What other things are we going to eat for a contest then? Hot dogs?
Wings. We do on Salute to Aviation and Manufacturing Day. We have a wing eating contest, which is a lot of fun. We're having a salsa chop-off. Ooh, we need folks. If you've got a killer recipe for salsa on Thursday night of the festival, so June 7th, down at the Red Guard stage area after the Touch a Truck event, you'll have a chance to compete against other salsa-making geniuses. You'll end up, every entry gets a free food processor from Carlos O'Kelly's, and the winner, their recipe will be featured at the Carlos O'Kelly restaurants for the next month.
Wow. Well, I assume your security people are well prepared. You got a lot of people down there.
I'll tell you, I have been so proud of how our community members and our visitors from out of town have behaved. We've had a complete turnaround in the last 5-6 years of people's collegial behavior. We have such a great safety and security record, and that's due to folks just being on their hospitality best while they're down there, even when the crowds are large. But it's also because our public safety partners, Wichita PD, Sedgwick County Sheriff's, private security we use, are just tremendous. So you'll see a gate, and you'll come in, and they'll take a look at your bag if you've got one. We don't allow you to bring in any outside food or drink, except you can bring in sealed water bottles or an empty bottle that you can refill, because Steve, we've got something brand new this year that folks have really been hankering for. We have purchased 2 giant water filling stations. So we'll keep ice water in a 125-gallon water monster. Mm-hmm. Like picture those 5-gallon thingies that you see at the soccer fields, times 25, and that'll be going for all day.
Do you still have a ban on dogs?
Service animals only.
Oh, okay.
Pets in general not allowed. Your dog, my snake. You know, we just want
my boa constrictor's a service snake.
Okay.
Talk about the volunteers who help out on this big event every year.
Well, it takes a lot of people to put on the River Festival, and of course, we have staff. We have 200 volunteers that help out year round. Planning and being part of the logistics, but then over 7,000 volunteers help move barriers, put on life vests, sell tickets, do all the things that make the River Festival work. And it is a community-wide, we all pitch in to make it a celebration.
Yeah, it's interesting. Those volunteers, I mean, they're giving of their heart and their time and their sweat for the community. And we've done the math. If we had to hire all of that, that's $1 million of man hours.
What are the biggest challenges in your job, Mary Beth?
Well, I would say everybody talks about the weather, and Mother Nature certainly plays a role, and certainly we want her to give us a big, sloppy, wet, 9-day kiss with sunshine and balmy temperatures. But the fact is, it's up to us to have programming, concerts, performances, engagement for the families. That makes you want to come down, even if you're, carrying your umbrella or wearing your rain slicker on a day or two. And that's a challenge we take to heart. The traditions of the Riverfest. That heritage is so beloved. The number of people in this community that want it to be awesome. And then we come in and continue to evolve programming to be relevant to each generation and different interests. We brought Kid Fest to Riverfest this year, and eSports, and the classic car show is amazing. So whoever you are, whatever you love, we want you to see it in Riverfest. We take that as our greatest challenge because we want everyone to feel welcome and come with their neighbors and their friends to celebrate in everyone's backyard.
Hell, I was going to ask for the biggest rewards, but I think you've already told me about that. So listen, thank you. It's going to be a great festival. I know that everything's going to run well, and it's going to be another fine party down on the river. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us.
All right.
Our guest is Mary Beth Jarvis, President and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. Also, Windwagon Smith number 45, Tim Norton, former Sedgwick County Commissioner and volunteer. Thank you, Tim, for being with us. That's all for this edition of Issues 2018. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.